Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, I'm Kim Holderness.
I'm Ben Holderness. We're the ones who make the Christmas Jammy videos.
Yeah, super weird and cringy. Your aunt shares them on Facebook and on YouTube. Those videos, we love them. They're great. This podcast, very different.
Yeah, it's a little bit longer. It's meant to make you laugh still, but also meant to make you think a little bit.
We hope you come away with this having some tools to just do life better.
And coming up on today's podcast, you're going to hear us over the course of a week. We walk you through a week. There's 5 or 6 entries as we go through all of the emotions of a hurricane hitting close to home.
Yeah, it was a really tough week, but there were some valuable lessons at the end. If you are listening to this podcast and you love it, would you consider sharing it? Subscribe on iTunes. It's a big purple button. You can take a screenshot. Tag us. I respond to every post you tag us in. And yeah, we'd love it if you share this podcast with your friends.
So the next thing you're going to hear is going to be us on Tuesday before the hurricane showed up. Okay, here we go. 1 week of daily updates leading up to and shortly after a hurricane. It is Tuesday pre-Florence, and I don't normally freak out about these things, Kim. This one is freaking me out a little bit.
Why is it freaking you out?
Because every time I turn on the news, there are these like models, and they're all headed to Raleigh. Every single one of them is headed to Raleigh, it seems like.
Fake news. I'm kidding. No. I'm kidding. We take these things very seriously. I grew up in Florida. You grew up here in North Carolina. I grew up with storms, and I have to say, I saw, though, more as a reporter, because we were those, I'll just say it, idiots. I was sent out and I chased so many storms, and I have so the reason why I take things so seriously, my roommate and I in Florida, when we lived in Orlando, we should totally call her, Cynthia. She grew up in Miami. She lived through Andrew. I grew up on the west coast of Florida. We saw all these hurricanes, and the station was like, listen, we're both reporters. It's going to be wall-to-wall coverage. Get your rest. Bring a bag. She and I literally went to work as reporters in skirts, because we're like, oh my gosh, whatever. It's like a category 2. You guys have
4 days later, you're in the same van that you were in
so
beforehand.
We left. We're like, God, this is a category 2. We've lived through like 4 and 5, and we're in Central Florida. We're not even on the coast. That we lost power. Hurricane Charlie knocked out a big, huge oak tree. We lost power. We were so confident. We always entered our apartment or our townhouse through the garage. It runs on electricity. We didn't even have keys to our house. We were in our
skirts.
The garage door wouldn't open. We had done no hurricane prep. We had nothing but gummy bears and cheap wine. And we laugh about it to this day. She texted me as we're getting ready for the storm. She's like, just make sure you load up on your gummy bears, because that is literally all we had. We had no power for like 3 weeks, because that's when all those storms were coming through. All that to say, I learned my lesson.
Yes.
And I am totally leaning into the hysteria. It is hysterical right now.
You have turned this into a doomsday bunker. I'm just going to tell you what we're looking at right now, if you'll allow me. Basically, downstairs of our house looks like there could be a nuclear war.
I'm ready. I'm ready for it.
There's some water. There's a crank radio. Mm-hmm. There is a solar cell phone charger.
Yep.
There are 800 flashlights.
I'm towards 1,000. Yes.
Yeah. There's ton of flashlights. There are these trans retro encabulators that you put in your car that turn your car into a generator.
It is a reverse power, and it's a power inverter. So if you have a full tank of gas, you can put it, and you get two outlets out of it.
Right. So we've got, like, we're set. And I think part of it is the fact that this happened to you in Orlando. Also, I think that this is just a role that you're very comfortable playing right now over the course of this week, like being the prep boss.
It's funny. It's almost as if I'm getting ready for house guests. Like,
you also do obsessively.
I do. Well, it's really the only time this house gets clean, but I was vacuuming today because it's like, oh, somebody's coming. No, I mean, if our house floods, if the roof gets blown off, it doesn't matter. But I just have all this like nervous energy. We are, by the way, about 2 hours off the coast. We are not in danger of storm surge. There is no evacuation order for us. The danger for us is flooding from nearby creeks and lakes. And then there are so many big, beautiful trees in our neighborhood. Those big, beautiful trees, like a stiff breeze comes over and they get knocked down and we're without power.
Right. Trees are the trouble. And apparently, like, trees they soak up the water and it makes them more flibbity-dibbity or something. We're hearing about all this on, I don't normally watch local news, by the way, but I watch it this week and it reminds me of how much people freak out. In fact, the local news is such now that there's no bread left on the shelves.
Oh my gosh.
Which, by the way, is perishable. Why would you buy bread?
Well,
like, why would you buy something else?
The bread that's on the shelves right now, let's be honest, let's get into like food safety.
Will last.
It will last. It's so full of preservatives.
It's basically a Twinkie.
Right.
Yeah.
So there could be a nuclear war. I always laugh. Bread and milk are gone. Are they making French toast? Like,
right.
That is, like, why would you buy
milk?
If you're going to be losing power, why would you buy milk? So we do, after Hurricane Matthew 2 years ago, we lost power for about 5 days because I think it even went through here. It wasn't even, I think it was maybe a category one when it came through.
But
here.
It was a tree.
But it was a tree.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't need to be a huge storm for us to lose power. And we'll be fine. We'll totally be fine. And I keep repeating to myself, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. We're totally going
to
be fine.
So to sum up, it's Tuesday. It looks like it's headed right for us. We're a little freaked out. We thought about leaving. We can't because our dog is insane.
I know. Like that's, I mean, yeah. And also, where would we go?
Yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're ready. We're ready, but we're freaked out. And we're going to sign off. And because we've got like, by the way, there's
like 14 days till
there's
the thing
a long
ends.
Time.
It's
yeah.
Like being chased by a turtle. You know what I mean? It's like stalking us and you can't outrun it. It's like you're trying to outrun it. And this turtle is just like, come.
You're tied to a train track.
Yes.
And it's not a train that's coming. It's a turtle. That's going to instead of like running into you, it rains all over your peas on yours.
On you.
Oh, gross. Okay. Great. We'll see you in a day.
Okay.
Before we get to Wednesday, we want to thank our friends from Care Of. They support this podcast, so please support them.
Care Of is a monthly subscription vitamin service. It delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door. Now, I went online, and Care Of has this really fun online quiz and asks you about your diet.
You love quizzes.
I do love a quiz, and it asks about like health goals, and it took 5 minutes, and it was so cool, and it came up with this amazing little vitamin pack. So in mine, there's like 6 different pills and they're so easy on my stomach. One of them's a probiotic blend. One of them has digestive enzymes. It's supposed to support digestive help. And one, it's, I don't know how to say it, Rhodiola?
That sounds perfect.
Right?
Rhodiola, yeah.
I don't know what it is, but there's all sorts of science they include.
I'm really glad that they include science.
No, it's science, and it supports stress and mood. A portion of every sale goes towards the Good Plus Foundation, which provides expectant mothers in need with valuable prenatal vitamins.
How do you feel, by the way?
This has been great, and I've actually been taking these every day. I feel amazing. You should notice my stress and mood. Do you notice my stress and mood?
Sure.
So for 25% off the first month of personalized Care Of vitamins, visit takecareof.com, enter promo code HOLDERNESS. For 25% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins, visit takecareof.com, enter promo code HOLDERNESS, H-O-L-D-E-R-N-E-S-S.
Hey, Kim.
Hey, Ken.
It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
It's been 24 hours since our last check-in, and a lot has changed.
I actually have not even paid attention to the news.
Should I tell you?
Well, here's the thing. I'm solely focused on getting my family prepped. So I don't even know. I'm just assuming that we're going to be without power for a month.
Very good. All right. So since you haven't watched the news and you've been at the grocery store for the fifth time in 2 days, it's amazing. And you found some gas. You went to 17 gas stations.
I wasted more gas to find gas than is it's comical. Actually.
Shout out to our friend Brian Barker, who actually owns a gas station and is like texting his friends when he has gas. So,
I know. I feel that I feel like the extreme privilege of knowing somebody who knows somebody who has a gas station, because he gave it the, I waited in line. It's not like we got preferential treatment,
He's basically the guy who could get you into an Oscar party right now.
At this point, I'd rather have him.
Right. That's what I mean.
He's more
popular than Will Smith at this point.
Right.
So anyway, hon, the track has changed and it's no longer headed for Raleigh. it's going way south of us.
So here's the thing.
I'm fine with everything you've done so far. I'm just like giving you that piece of information.
So can I tell you, before this track change, and okay, I know the track change you speak of, we're still going to get a lot of rain.
Yes.
And still going to get some like winds and stuff like that. I don't celebrate the track change.
No, because it's going to hit somebody else.
It'll hit somebody else. But let me celebrate something else that happened. So last night, so Tuesday night, it was downright hysteria. People were, it's one of those things where if you live in a city and there's like water, unless it's extremely flooded and you lose water, there's no real reason for you to get bottled water. I mean, we fill up the bathtub, we fill up the jugs, but there's something about having fresh water on hand that I just feel out of habit that makes me feel more prepared if I have bottled water. And we haven't been able to find any. I went to 5 different stores. Nobody had water. I mean, at this point, our family was going to get by in like peach flavored LaCroix if we had to. I say it LaCroix, by the way. LaCroix? LaCroix.
The way that you say it determines like how douchey you are as a human being. Like, are you like a salt of the earth person? That's LaCroix. Are you super bougie? LaCroix.
LaCroix. I never even took French. LaCroix.
That's the correct pronunciation, but I don't say it that way because I don't want to sound bougie.
Okay. Yep. So
let's get to the story.
So
it's a big setup you
so
got
it's
going
on. A big setup. So I go into the Food Lion that's like across town. There's a big pallet of water being unloaded. People are scrambling. They're running. And I looked at my cart. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to run. And I'm just not going to be the person that knocks somebody over to get a bottle of to get some water. And so the lady in front of me put on it's like 24 bottles, and they're like small bottles, but like 24 bottles. And she put 2 of them in her cart and literally right in front of me, and it was all gone. I'm like, well, okay, I'll go to store 5. I mean, not ideal. And she kind of saw me, and I asked the guy, I'm like, when are you getting more water? Like, do you have more in the back? Like, are you unloading more? And she looked at me and she locked eyes with me, and she's like, listen, I have 2. You take one. And everybody around us had 4 and 5 in their carts. She only got 2. And she gave me 1, and I locked eyes with her, and she put it in my cart, and I swear to God, I started crying because
that's awesome.
I know. And it's water, and it's water that when it comes down to it, we may not even need, but just the fact that this human being, this perfect stranger, who didn't have an abundance to share, she didn't have what everybody else had, and she still found it in her heart to share. It made me I was so moved by it, because in this world that we live in right now, people showing extreme kindness, sadly, it's more rare. And so for this stranger to be so kind and to share something that she needed, but just because she knew that I needed it too, if there's a silver lining to any of this stuff, I was just so moved. And so thank you, kind stranger.
Hope she's listening.
Probably not.
Yeah. She may not have power.
She may not have power. Well, hopefully by the time, because this will go out on Tuesday morning, hopefully by Tuesday morning, we'll have power and we'll be able to check the comments. And yeah, how are we going to upload this if we don't have power?
We'll be fine.
How?
Honey, this like it, you have cell service. It's a podcast. It's audio. You can upload it on like a dial-up modem.
Oh.
We're using a very arcane technology right now.
Okay.
So we're totally fine.
Okay. Fair question though, right?
Yeah. No, okay. It is. And I have to like start editing this immediately because the computer is going to be the first thing that loses power. But if I get it taken care of, we should be fine.
Okay. So Wednesday, the track has changed. I'm still going to prep.
Fine. In a couple of other updates, just really quickly. So we have some sod in our garage because mm-hmm. our dog doesn't like to pee or poop outside. And if there is
in the rain outside, in the rain.
Right in the rain, if there is prolonged rain, we're trying to get her to poop in the garage. We're trying to train her. And so far she just goes out there and she sits down and she looks at us like, what are you doing to me right now? And we're talking to her like we spoke to our children.
We're like, go poo poo.
You go poopsies.
You go poopsies.
And Ruby will go poopsies. And Ruby is not. Ruby's smarter than us probably.
Oh.
And finds this whole thing ridiculous.
But this is her first hurricane.
Well, we think so. We didn't know her the first few months of her life. Let me just say this. We've gone off the deep end. We're trying to get our dog to poop in the garage.
I mean, stranger things.
Yeah. So that's another update. What else? I mean, it's Wednesday. We're still a couple of days from it even getting to our state.
Mm-hmm.
But things are getting canceled.
Yeah, the kids, I think they have a half day school tomorrow, no school on Friday. Because no matter what happens, we're going to have crazy extended rain.
I know, but canceling school for rain, like we're going to get made fun of.
I know, but
Raleigh always has a bad beat because we cancel for if there's a chance of snow, they cancel school.
Well, I understand that, though, because we don't have like the tools to clear the roads like. I think our friends that moved down from Minnesota laugh, but in Minnesota, you have snowplows and all that stuff. They have like one snowplow in Raleigh.
Right. And meanwhile, our friends from Minnesota are like, what are y'all doing? That wasn't a very good.
That was a real, that's offensive to the people of the Midwest, and I apologize.
Yeah. Well, offensive because it was so bad.
Yeah, that's insane.
If you nailed it,
we'd be okay. It'd be okay.
Sorry. They're also just such nice people. I think they're okay for you to make fun of them.
Right.
Okay. So this is day two. Great story, Kim. Faith in humanity.
I love humanity.
We've got faith in humanity.
Sometimes.
So we're feeling kind of good. The track has changed. We have faith in humanity. We're trying to get our dog to poop in the garage. And we're going to check back in 24 hours.
It is Thursday afternoon. Florence is on the coast of North Carolina.
And it's not so bad here in Raleigh.
Yeah.
A little bit of rain.
Yeah. Outside, there's like a little tinkle. Little Mother Nature's kind of tinkling on us. The sky's gray. The biggest thing I'm noticing is the barometric pressure's changing.
Oh, yeah?
So my ears are ringing, and I feel like a little dizzy.
And you're very sinusy as a person. You've had some surgery.
I had some sinus surge.
Yeah. Surge piece.
Speaking of surge. So
here's one part of hurricanes. Kim and I used to both be hurricane reporters. We talked about that. Now we're watching it, which haven't really done much of. We're hate watching hurricane coverage.
We are hate watching them and basically just screaming at the TV. You're an idiot. Why are you outside? But yet we can't.
We're watching.
Turn away.
We're watching all of it.
I know. It's pretty terrible. And what I feel so bad for these reporters, because right now they're just kind of waiting for the storm to come. So there's nothing really to say, and they have to fill like 3 minutes.
Because it's round the clock coverage.
Yeah. So it's like, and they still have their boat sparked, Midge, and the boat is still here. And you don't know. I mean, who knows? And they have to do this for it is really hard
to watch. Is Midge the anchor?
Yes.
So the best part is when when they say thank you to Bruce, who's out in there. He's like, okay, thanks, Bruce. Yeah. Stay safe.
Yeah.
But also you have to stay there. Don't move. but don't move.
Oh, man. And we did that. And we were.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure I was really bad at it.
Can I admit something?
What?
I loved doing it.
Oh,
I loved it. Like, you feel the power of Mother Nature. Or for me, it was spiritual. Like, the power of God. I mean, it's to me, it's amazing. But then we're out there being total hypocrites in the middle of the storm and then saying, well, there's a bunch of thrill seekers out there surfing.
I know.
Well, what are we doing? We're sitting out there doing the same thing.
I loved covering the storms. And because I was single and didn't have a family, I was always going face first.
But same.
I think the scariest time was in Florida. We saw these, in Orlando, we saw these trees fall. And then, so they have, this is Hurricane Florence. They've downgraded, I think it's a category 2 right now.
And it's very close to being a 1.
And, which is, I'm like, that's amazing. Well, no, that just means it's going slower and it's going to dump more rain on us. And so a mile away, where we used to live, on the street where we used to live, they were getting notices that they needed to leave their house because the stream nearby is already over full and there's a threat of flooding. So although it's not going to be a hurricane by the time it gets to us, probably,
no,
or a tropical storm, it's the potential of flooding is really scary.
Yeah, we live near a bunch of creeks. And then they showed this little map of the coast of North Carolina. If you have time, take a look at the coast of North Carolina. It's funky looking. Mm-hmm. Like it's not just the coast. There's the outer island, they call them the Outer Banks. Then there's this giant sound called the Pamlico Sound. And it fills all of these big waters, like the Neuse River, Tar River, Pamlico River. And so all of that water is going to get pushed down those tiny little tributaries. Don, I'm sorry, am I starting to sound like a weather person?
Oh my gosh, the hand motions. You guys, when he gets his news anchor,
I get handsy.
He gets super handsy, but not in a good way.
Wait, there is a good way.
Oh, well, that's a different podcast.
So if we lose power, and that could be time to get handsy in a different way. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Family show.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right, so the update is we're looking okay, but in about 24 hours, we're going to have some stories, I feel like.
And
I don't know what's going to happen.
I don't celebrate a shift in path because it means that somebody else is getting it.
That's right.
Everybody is so anxious. And so the kids are really anxious because they got out of school early. And so we took them to get ice cream.
I think Ruby's anxious.
Yeah.
I think she's picking up on it. Have you noticed that?
And I think that it's almost like a friend of mine said, it's almost like we're getting ready for Thanksgiving because our refrigerators are stocked full of food and like we can't stop cleaning.
You took it a step. I don't think everyone cleans. Like you're doing a weird nesting thing right now.
I cannot have clutter anywhere. I'm cleaning things that don't need to be cleaned. It is the most bizarre nesting weird thing because I just feel like I need to be ready. And ready means having a vacuum floor. And it's so bizarre.
I woke up this morning and I came downstairs and you were already like taking the covers off of outdoor pillows and putting them in the washing machine. And you were like bringing in foam mattresses.
Well, I mean, we were bringing in outdoor furniture, which you're supposed to do.
Yeah. But you were doing it at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I was 7 o'clock. It is fine. No, so we are actually. I think we'll be fine. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
But we're nervous. I mean, and because our town may flood.
That would stink.
That would stink.
We would be okay because we're in kind of a hill.
I think, right? I don't know. There's a creek and a lake.
I shouldn't have said that. Probably shouldn't have said that. I have no idea what's going to happen. We've never been in this house through a hurricane. So we're going to do it and we're going to check back in 24 hours.
That being said, we were in this house for Matthew.
We were out of town.
We landed the day after.
Yeah. No, we weren't in the house though. That's
I know.
What
we
I'm
landed
saying.
The day after the hurricane. So.
Right. So I'm correct.
I know, but I'm saying, but we lived through the aftermath, which is
the worst. Yeah.
Yeah. Good talk.
Well, I just was making sure you weren't correcting me when I said something that was factually correct.
But factually, welcome to our marriage. Okay, we'll check back tomorrow, Friday. Welcome to Thursday. Florence is here.
Friday.
Oh my gosh. This has been going on for so long,
Bleeding. The days are bleeding together.
Oh my gosh, the days are bleeding together. It's Friday. The kids were out of school today, so it feels like Saturday.
Right.
So the day started just overcast, and we have had fits and spurts of really heavy rain, really heavy wind. We are in Raleigh, and all of a sudden the storm has created this weird bubble around us.
Right. And there's this sort of inside joke about this, and I don't want to ever trivialize this, but the city of Raleigh somehow seems to miss most major disasters, like a snowstorm or a hurricane. It goes just to the left of us or just to the right of us. And in this case, if you look at the forecast track of this hurricane, you'll be watching this once it's long gone or listening to this, but it looks like a sea around Raleigh.
Yeah. So we're sitting here feeling very fortunate. At the same time, we're watching all this coverage of a community called New Bern, which is about an hour to the east of us. And there are people that are stuck in their attic and they're waiting for rescue. And keep in mind, the storm is not really to us yet, but I think we're going to be okay.
It's not coming to us. It's literally going around us, according to every single model that we're seeing.
We'll see. So people in Raleigh are without power right now. There's like been power lines down and stuff. So we're just like, we still have electricity, which is such a weird miracle. But there's people that have lost everything. And so my family and friends in Florida and even some people on Instagram have been sending messages like, oh, you're going to be fine. It's such a, like a small storm. No, like the flooding, like the categories only have to do with wind speed. The rain that this thing is bringing, it's like people are losing everything. And it's really hard. It's really hard to watch.
It is. And you see the linesmen around. We're not talking about football here. You see the linesmen around.
Linemen, women.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Yeah.
Linemen and women from Duke Energy, like all around town, who are, they're obviously busy. They haven't been busy around here.
Yeah. Well, I will say they're not from our local. They're here. I saw crews in from New York. There's crews coming in from California. There's crews coming in from everywhere. And it's just so touching. And first responders here just like waiting. And it's such, they've like left their families and they're like volunteering to come here to help our community. And it's, I don't know how this is all going to shake out. For us, I think we're okay. We still have power, and it seems our community is going to be fine. But I have to say, last night, Penn Charles was really scared.
Yeah, because we were watching the local news station and also the national news station. The national news station tends to sensationalize it a bit, and I think we probably stayed on that one a little bit too long.
Yeah, they go to the worst parts. And so Penn Charles, our 8-year-old, was really afraid. So we thought we'd just snuggle up and watch a movie and just be really relaxing. And my husband turns on Sharknado. There's a hurricane coming our way, and my husband picks Sharknado for family movie night.
And you would think that'd be a disaster, right? But then what happened?
He was freaked out. He did ask if sharks are going to come and chop. And yes, he did.
I believe what happened was he saw how ridiculous that movie was and then found a way to look at our current situation in more of a fictional standpoint.
Okay.
Because he seems okay today.
He seems great.
Yeah. Today.
Yeah. But I have to say, we haven't been watching the news coverage. We've been
hate watching Sharknado.
Yeah.
Which is the best way to watch movies, right?
I know. So hurricane coverage continues. It's Thursday or Friday.
It's Friday.
Yes. And
can you tell me, we also have had, we've gone into the liquor cabinet.
Well, it's been a long day, guys. Okay. Mommy's had a long couple days. And, but tomorrow is supposed to be the brunt of it for us. So
I don't think the brunt's going to be that bad. I'll tell you one thing, Kim, and I think tomorrow is going to be about finding out how we can help other people.
Yeah.
Because usually the day after you start hearing about neighbors or friends who don't have power or somebody who's underwater or, you know, maybe New Bern needs some supplies or whatever that is. My friend from Houston told me this is what happened to Houston. The people who were lucky, to a man, all tried to find the ones that weren't fortunate because they realized how lucky they were and they acted on it. So, I would love to get out tomorrow and do something to help somebody. So, I'm starting to feel like fortunate and also guilty.
So keep in mind, but tomorrow's when we get the storm.
No, I don't think we're going to get the storm tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, you haven't been watching the coverage. Tomorrow's when we get the storm. Honey.
Okay. Well, we're going to check in tomorrow.
But we still are going to help the people who are less fortunate, 100%, 1,000%.
Yeah, and we'll check in tomorrow. I'm probably wrong. I'm usually wrong.
Yes, and there's a tropical cyclone statement in effect for Raleigh until Saturday at 1:30.
Okay.
So that's awesome. Yeah, but there's already so many amazing stories about people helping people, and it just makes me cry. Okay, so we're going to check in Friday or Saturday or Sunday. I'm not real sure about what day it is.
Yeah, if we don't have power tomorrow, we can't really do this.
Okay.
It's now Monday. It's been 3 days.
Yes. I know we said we were going to check in every day, but we were too depressed.
This has been, and honestly, we didn't get a ton of wind and we didn't get a ton of damage. We got a lot of rain.
Biblical amounts of rain.
Ridiculous amounts of rain. The sun is now out.
For the first time in days. And I think what was happening is we were sitting watching the coverage. It was raining on us, but our communities to the south and
everywhere
east, people were dying. And Penn and I, and Penn, I have to say, in a stunning move, I could count the times on one hand, the number of times I've seen my husband depressed. I, on the other hand, am depressed very frequently.
Yes, you speak that language better than I do.
Yes, he was down, like the covers over his head, depressed, watching all this stuff happening. And there wasn't, we have some friends that put together this amazing organization over the weekend to help people. But even those people collecting supplies, and we were helping them do that, we can't go there. We can't go, yeah, like help rescue people, you know, because that's just stupid. We don't know what we're doing. We have a Prius. We can't go drive a Prius into floodwaters. So we felt so helpless that Penn was curled up in a ball, depressed.
Yeah, and that's a new thing for me.
It was, and he was so,
Let me set the stage.
Okay, set it.
Okay, so Kim comes upstairs after, I don't know, making dinner, doing the dishes, and I was sitting.
Well, you know what a wife does.
1950s. Well, no, that was literally what you were doing. I'm not saying sometimes. In fact, this morning I did those things.
Okay.
I'm not trying to get credit for that or anything, but anyway.
Anyway, marriage.
Yeah. So she comes upstairs and I'm just in the bed and I'm staring at the wall.
Oh my God.
And I've got heavy breathing and like my chest feels heavy,
mm-hmm,
and I feel worthless.
Yeah.
Worthless.
That is depression.
That's not a normal feeling for me, Kim.
I know.
I normally feel great. I normally feel like I'm living my best life and everything
is
fine.
Which is like a mystery feeling for me. If I ever woke up feeling like you feel on any day, I'd be like, what is wrong with me?
Right. So I talked through it. I told you all these things. I said, honey, I feel worthless,
yeah,
as a husband, as a father, as a member of this corporation and this community. And I was like waiting for you to say, yeah, honey, we need to check you in somewhere and just kind of
take you to the ER.
Yeah, we need to go.
For being depressed.
That's, yeah, we need to go because I, you know, us guys, we get a boo-boo and sometimes we get a little bit, kind of overplayed a little bit. But luckily, my lovely wife was willing to share some of her wisdom with me when you have these feelings. And I'm very grateful for that. Would you like to share that again with everybody else? Because you're good at managing this stuff.
Well, I think as somebody who comes into the world with a natural, my natural state is to, like, the clouds come, you know, and I've been to see psychologists, psychiatrists, I've been on medication before. There are times in your life where just the clouds are here. And I think on those days where it is just a dark day, the best thing to do is often the hardest thing to do, which is to stand up and do something for somebody else.
Yeah. But to me, I always just assume that something would trigger it, right? And I guess I could say that the hurricane triggered this, and me feeling helpless triggered this, and me having, it was almost like survivor's guilt because, yeah, everybody else around us was like sitting
suffering
in the second floor of their houses waiting for someone to show up in an airboat and pick them up. But I think what you told me that night was it's not necessarily even triggered by anything. Like, this could have happened to me on a sunny day.
That, yeah, and that's what I think for you, for somebody like you that is hardwired to be a golden retriever and a happy person, it takes something like survivor's guilt. It the images we are watching on TV, families clinging to trees. I mean, that is traumatizing. And you are a kind enough person to try to take that on. And I think you were taking that on. And the way, there was literally nothing we could do. I mean, besides, we were donating and we were helping people gather supplies. We dropped off some crates to all these dogs that were being rescued. We went and served meals. Like, we were doing the things. But is that helping the person that's just lost? I don't. So I think for in your state, the thing to do is to stand up and go help somebody and,
yeah,
to get your head out of your own butt.
Yeah.
But you're right. For a somebody like me that comes hardwired to, on a sunny day with nothing wrong and everything going right, to feel depressed, yeah, it can come out of nowhere. And I have to, on those days, I have to stand up. And I have this like little mantra on those days that I have to repeat to myself, which is like, right foot, left foot, breathe. right foot, left foot, breathe. And I have to just remind myself to like keep, you have to keep walking.
Got to keep going.
You have to keep going. You have kids that need to be picked up and you have, they need their dinner that has to be made, like right foot, left foot, breathe, right foot, left foot, breathe. And you like, you find your say your way out of it. And, so getting up, helping somebody, even if that's just sending an email, sending a message. And this way, you know, this weekend we had the ability to actually, to like physically help somebody. So that I think does wonders.
I also think that you saw this in me and you saw a way that you could help me by over planning a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Like you jumped into action after you saw your husband in a ball. You're like, let's go downstairs and take a picture and put it on Facebook so people can know where to order these supplies for people in New Bern. Hey, let's help Wake County out because they are missing a ton of shift volunteers. Let's go to the Ronald McDonald House and help make meals. You stacked my day. Mm-hmm. You pulled me away. This is a crazy, crazy thing that you did. You pulled me away from the red zone for all of this. And that normally is something that makes me insanely unhappy.
What do you mean?
The NFL red zone.
Oh, okay. I was like, red zone. Okay. So
the NFL red zone is the thing that me and Ben Charles watch that changes over to every single NFL game going on.
It makes you happy or unhappy?
It makes me happy.
Okay.
It makes me, I love it. It also makes me anxious because I'm watching for my fantasy football team. But what it does is I'm addicted to it.
Yes, you are.
Right? And I would have just sat there on this day that you noticed that I was having all these issues and watched football, which probably is not healthy at all.
Well, it's just to me. Well, I mean, this is, you know, this is a whole separate episode about like what fantasy football can do to a marriage. But also like I do think you need a break. I think Sunday is a great day to rest. And to rest your brain and to share an experience with your son. But I have a bigger problem with football.
Okay, I was just giving you credit for something.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know
if you caught
that. I'm sorry.
I'm going to turn it into something to be, yeah.
I was trying to give you credit for pulling me away from this thing that normally is a creature comfort for me.
Okay.
And getting me, like, getting that right foot, left foot, breathe, move forward, do something. Because that is the lack of something when I'm doing that. Mm-hmm. That usually is a way for me to slow my brain down when it's going 1,000 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what I needed in this situation. So I was saying thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And you turn that into an attack on the red zone.
Well, I just
and now I don't know how to process that.
Well, that's a different episode. But I think that it was for me to see you when you go dark, when Penn goes zero dark 30.
It's probably a little weird.
It is a little weird. But I actually appreciate the opportunity to not be the one curled up in the ball occasionally. So I love. You know, when you are in those moods, we can actually have conversations and talk and go a little deeper, which is nice. So I'm not happy that you were in that mood, but I was glad that we had a chance to, you know, connect on a deeper level.
We are skating dangerously close to Dr. Laura right now, aren't we?
Dr. Laura, who's that?
Or who's the doctor? Doctor?
Bill?
No, Schlesinger.
Schlesinger.
There's the female doctor who like helps people out when they have problems, and she talks in a very soothing voice like this,
okay.
Like you just did.
I don't know. Maybe we should call her, have her on the podcast.
Yeah. Be great.
Yeah. I think that I've been dark enough that I know how I know the things to get out of it, especially for you, because once you can kind of get out of your own kind of internal cyclone. It's, you know, you feel better, right?
I feel way better.
Mm-hmm.
I felt better as soon as I woke up this morning. And mm-hmm. I had like a, you know, for me, also being able to, I think I need some natural endorphins released. And that is usually through like a high intensity workout. And I went several days without that. And I'm sure that's not the only reason why. It was all these things kind of combined together. But I'm now more convinced than before, as you've always been trying to tell me, that there is a chemical side to this, right?
Absolutely.
Like you just can't control it.
It's your brain.
But I don't need like medication, maybe?
No.
No?
Not yours is like a very temporary, you can dive into, because when I said, honey, this is depression. This is, you're depressed. And you're like, what? I'm not depressed. Like, no, you can be depressed on a day and not be depressed the next day. But I mean, depression is a disease that plagues a lot of people and it's a lifelong struggle. And there's a temporary.
It sucks.
Thing. It does.
It really sucks.
It's terrible.
It feels like there is no thought that goes through your head that isn't processed incorrectly through whatever filter it's set on. It's just wrong.
It's terrible.
And you look at it on the other side and you think, what was I thinking? And obviously it's, I guess for everyone, it's kind of a roller coaster, right? Like there's good days and bad days, or are there people where it's just like that all the time?
I believe, and there was a stage in my life, I mean, especially after our kids were born, where every day was a dark, every day was the valley. So, and there were, and I think it's different for everybody. It's impossible to describe one way, but the physical part of it is true. Like it feels like somebody's standing on your chest and all that stuff. But the important thing is also, if that's something you're experiencing every single day, you need to go get help. And even, I mean, you need to talk to somebody. I'm glad that I have enough therapy experience that I could kind of talk you back.
No, that was awesome. I was really impressed.
Thanks, honey.
And I do need that perspective. I need to know when you said, that's what I go through every day.
And not to minimize what you're going through.
No. But I know I need to know that now, especially now that I'm on the other side. I didn't have a point of reference, I don't think, until this weekend. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank the hurricane for that.
If there's one silver lining, I guess.
Or whatever happened for bringing that out. And again, I've made this weekend all about me.
We found ways to help people.
No, that's true. I know, but this podcast has ended up being about me.
I mean,
so.
Well, our hope with these podcasts is that you can laugh a little. I don't know how funny this week was. Our hope is that you learn a little. And I think I've learned this week that there are some really good humans. I think that on the news I've seen on social media these people coming in with airboats. You know, there's a company called Wild Florida that we got to meet them when we were in Kissimmee in December, and just great guys. And we've kept in touch on Facebook, and they drove up they had brought two airboats on trailers, and they're like a tourism company. So presumably they're losing money to do this. And they rescued a family yesterday.
Because those boats can't get,
go on the road.
It was like because you can get stuck in 3 feet of water.
Yeah.
But you can't drive a motorboat through 3 feet of water.
So where motorboats are getting stuck and there's like a family holding onto a tree, they took an airboat and they got them rescued. And I'm just like pouring tears. I think this hurricane has been overwhelming and terrible, but the one small blessing is just to see stories of people helping people and people helping animals. There's lots of animals that have been stranded too. So,
well, thank you for helping me. Thank you to everyone who has helped everyone else this week. Yeah. I heard this from my good friend Sanjay in Houston. He told me that Hurricane Harvey brought out the best in his city. Mm-hmm. And I believe that that is happening right now in Raleigh. And it is beautiful to see. And we'll just end this. Like you said, we like to make you laugh. I don't know how funny this is, but let's just end with this. If you're listening to this over the next couple of weeks, that would be from sort of mid-September until the end of September, and you happen to be interested in helping yourself, go to our Facebook page. We have numerous posts about ways that you can help, and we'd love to help direct you in the right direction. If you don't like any of those, just call the American Red Cross.
Yeah, United Way has set up. I mean, there's so many ways to help.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Okay, so thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Next week, back to normal song and dance.
Right. Speaking of which, we didn't do a song this week.
And that seems kind of silly to do a song.
Because I tried to write one, and it was just, I was stabbing myself in the eyes with forks. So, new song. Yeah, new song next week. Okay?
Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.